T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. It's a Dolphins Friday brought to you by Gunther. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Hello.
They're playing in London, huh?
They're playing in London.
Hello.
Hello. No Devontae Parker, no Xavier Howard.
Out.
Out.
We should still beat them, though. So, they're the Jaguars.
Well, okay, but let me ask you this. Does Tua need to do it? Does Tua need to be the difference in a winning or losing team? I hope that he is. Yeah. And as I kind of play it out in my head, defense has been wobbly as of late, okay? And now you don't have Xavier Howard back there. So, the offense has been wobbly the entire season.
Wobbly.
And
they're just laying on the
ground. And you don't have Devontae Parker. So, does it need to be Tua Sunday? You're breaking down the game, and obviously you'll do the pregame show on Sunday. You're breaking it down. If Tua balls, they win. If Tua is pedestrian or looks like Jacoby Brissett, they lose. Is it that simple? I don't know.
It's not that simple. You can get to Trevor Lawrence. The defensive side, you can get to Trevor Lawrence. But, no, to that point, think about all the good teams. If their backup quarterback's playing and their starters returning that week, you expect to see a difference.
Yes.
That's the thing. So, yes, Tua needs to come back. And even the narrative on this season, the storylines, Tua comes back and the offense looks the same, you start questioning Tua. This would be where I would start questioning Tua. If he comes back and you're still scoring 14, 17 points. Is he the guy? Because Jacoby was doing that.
Right, right. Your starting quarterback should come back. Now, the only question mark would be if he's not 100%.
Well, if
he's playing through significant pain or if he's got a big flak jacket on where he's got no mobility, then you have to take it all with a grain of salt, I guess.
I hope, and I'll be, well, you, not just me, we'll all be able to know if they're trying to protect his health.
Right.
That'll be sad. Everything's quick. Running the ball, throwing all quick out. They don't want anybody to touch Tua. Like they're treating him like a piece of, you know, fine china. That would upset me. So don't if he's not ready to play, don't let him play. If he's ready to play, put him in the game and run your offense. And that's what I want to see. But it's a bad feeling if this offense doesn't improve when your starter returns.
They've taken the Dolphins game off the board in Vegas right now to reconfigure it, knowing that Xavier Howard and Devontae Parker are officially out. So I will keep you updated throughout the program on the line when it comes back, and we'll see if it's different than three. Today is a loaded potato. Football Fridays always are. We had an amazing time at the Panthers game last night. I got to play for you later the Steve Goldstein call from Bally Sports Florida. I don't know if you heard it, but
no.
The overtime winner. Goldie's going to join us today. He's coming on in the 4 o'clock hour. Mike Cuno from CBS4, he's coming on this hour. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, he's coming on in the 3 o'clock hour. And our old pal Jimmy is going to come on with us at some point today and make some picks himself. Jimmy was at the Panthers game with me and Solana last night and Steven as well. And Jimmy's going to join us because we've had a very bad run of luck with our professional pickers. In fact, you were off Wednesday and Thursday. Yesterday, Rob Pizzola gave us, and this was a heartbreaking loss, but he gave us the Tampa-Philadelphia over last night. And it was over 52.5. So for whatever ridiculous reason, the Eagles go for two. The total is 50 at that point. Helps us out because 52.5, had they gone for one, it was going to be 49, and I was certain it was going to end on a field goal and we'd lose by a hook. They go for two, so now the total is 50, and Tampa's got about 6 minutes to come down and score a field goal, and we hit the over, and it was a brutal way to finish because they were able to kneel on the ball starting with 2 minutes left, and they were at the 10-yard line. I mean, it was a little chippy, so... Rob Pizzola, my greater point, starts the week out after going 1-4 the previous week, and Lee Sterling, who's coming on today, went 1-7.
Ooh, Lee.
So Pizzola starts out 0-1 with a terrible loss, and so Jimmy is going to pick some games for us this afternoon. And, you know, we'll ride Jimmy. Why not?
Let's ride Jimmy. Got
ride him right to the bank.
Man, looks good. Got him a haircut.
We have fun. Hey, did we have fun at the Panthers game last night?
It was a blast.
Yeah, we had a blast. Wasn't that fun, Salon? It was a good vibe opening night.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun.
Trying to rub it in, or what are y'all doing?
And we had Ryan, one of the owners of Funky Buddha, was with us. I mean, we had
the tap room.
We had a cast of thousands.
Squatted.
I'm sorry?
We were squatted yesterday.
That's not a phrase.
Squatted?
Squatted.
No one says that.
Like, squat up!
I don't think we were squatted.
We were squatted.
No.
Of course that's a term.
I don't know. I might be too old for that. I've never heard that.
No, you're not too old.
Squatted?
That's just no one
yeah,
says that.
Yeah, you roll in. You roll into a stadium. You got your squad with you. You say, hey, we're squatted.
No, I understand what a squad is. I've never heard we were squatted.
We were squatted yesterday.
But I had never heard, you know, nice fit. He's got a nice fit. Like, that was a new thing 6 months ago or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know that existed.
And that's something.
Right.
Squatted.
No. Speaking of squats, how about benching? We had Doug Plagans on the show yesterday. Bench 315.
Doug benches 315.
Doug Plagans benches 315.
He got me.
I mean, Moeller didn't want to mess with him.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
No.
I told Plagans the reason you weren't there yesterday is because you saw him bench 315 on Instagram and you didn't want to mess with him.
Bro, that's six Cadillacs, though. That's three on each side, the big boys.
That's what we were saying to him. And, man, he was like, yeah, put it up with no problem.
See? I don't even know why people want to be that strong just to live.
Yeah.
I really ask that question like the guys in the gym. 450.
It's a lot of, yeah. Yeah.
You know, now that we're not in front of Plagans, I feel cool saying this. I mean, the guy at Crowder, the guy that, you know, can bench 315 and is posting it on social media. Like, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Now you want to say it? Interesting.
You'll say it to nobody.
He was shining his shoes at the FLA Live Arena.
You don't say that in the face of a guy that benches 315. I'm with you, Solana.
All right, let's get headlines here, start out the show, and then we'll get into our regular Football Friday merriment. Here is Alejandro Solana with your Friday headlines.
These headlines are brought to you by Golf Miami-Dade with five convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. I do want to remind everybody that today is a Dolphins Football Friday, and it's sponsored by Gunther Kia. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther. Some other Dolphins notes, by the way. The Finns are in England. They're practicing in the countryside.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like when Rocky went to the countryside in Russia, right?
Yeah.
And are they running through the snow in the countryside?
It's truly a majestic practice field they're on today. Yeah, Joe Shad had some pictures. There's a couple people out there, a couple reporters out there.
Take a look. I want to see what it looks like.
We were at like a high school.
No. This is top-notch facility. I mean, the pitch that they're practicing on, oh, tremendous.
It's slippery. Like the soccer field, they need to be slick.
Right.
You know, all the slide tackles. I don't know what the hell they're called.
Yeah. It does look majestic, but it also does look like a high school.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's where we were.
Yeah.
No. That angle is the beauty. The
like,
pretty
it's pretty.
Angle.
You see the grass and the trees and whatever, but it doesn't, like.
Swing the camera 90 degrees. You'll see a little bitty bathroom. They're at a YMCA. Yeah. That's the same field. Yeah. Okay, I'm not jealous.
Brian Flores, you mentioned Xavier Howard and Devontae Parker being out, and we know Tua is probably going to play. Brian Flores did say something else that I thought was interesting. Same offensive line that we saw last week in Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Whew, Austin Jackson.
I mean, what are you going to do?
I hope he can become a good guard, but you draft a guy first round to move him to guard a year later, that's almost admitting that that was a mistake, to be honest.
A reminder, the game's 9:30 a.m. from the Northumberland Development Project, which is the home of the Tottenham Hotspurs.
I did not know that.
That's a nice stadium.
It's not at Wembley?
No.
What's it again?
The Northumberland Development Project.
Oh.
Home of, did you hear me? Tottenham Hotspur.
I got you, Tottenham. Didn't you play at Wembley?
Yeah, why did they leave Wembley? Wembley was
cool. They play several games in London throughout the season. I think some are at Wembley. I think they move it around.
I believe all the NFL games moving forward are at this.
Tottenham?
This stadium, yeah.
Tottenham! Hello!
Hello.
Deep breakdown.
The Panthers did beat the Penguins 5-4 in overtime yesterday.
Did.
It was Carter Verhaeghe's game winner in OT. Bobrovsky, kind of our guy last night, 43 saves.
He was excellent.
Yeah,
let in 4 goals, but he was excellent. Like he was, and he's going to get the start tomorrow night,
yeah.
Coach Q has already said.
Yeah, that game's at 6 p.m. at FLA Live Arena. It's a rematch against the Islanders. I believe that's the team that eliminated the Panthers. Remember in that playoff bubble a couple years ago?
That was in the playoff bubble. Well, they didn't really make the playoffs in the bubble, right? They had a play-in game.
Right, and I believe it was the Islanders that eliminated them. And then last year—
They were eliminated by the Islanders, though, years ago.
2013
when they were
something.
In the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
that was the first game I went to.
That's right. Yep.
First hockey game ever, and P.K. Yep. Subban was whooping ass.
Yep.
Is that the game where Trocheck was tripped?
I believe it was. Mm-hmm. That's your go-to line.
Finally.
Yeah. Finally, you have a time to use it.
Heat Celtics tonight. The Heat did lose yesterday in preseason. They're no longer undefeated, but let's be real, it's preseason. Who's keeping track of it anyways?
Yeah, you jackass.
6:30 p.m. tonight. You can hear Jason Jackson on the call on 790 The Ticket. Pregame show begins at 5:15, which means Hawk and Crowder will be on WQAM only beginning at 5:20.
Just quickly, why did they play Udonis Haslem?
Did you see who was left on the? I mean, there was no one left. It was either UD or Spo.
He's 53. He's been in the league forever. What does he need to do it? Come on, man. Spo, get out there.
That game's also on ESPN2 tonight. We'll have your full slate of college football games for you in the next hour. Miami does play UNC tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. and Inter Miami plays Columbus at 6. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is partly cloudy right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. Mike Cugno from CBS4. He was at FLA Live Arena last night. We were talking with him before the Panthers game. And he hosts Dolphins Weekly Live, of course, on CBS4 as well. So could talk a little Panthers, can talk a little Dolphins with Mike Cugno here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come in!
Hawk and Crowder.
Mike Cugno is impossibly fit.
Impossibly fit?
Impossibly fit, because Solana and I hung out with him a little bit last night at the Panthers game. He is impossibly fit.
How did you find that out?
Looking at him with my eyes. Am I lying? He is impossibly fit.
I mean, he's clearly in shape. If you're asking me, he could use a little whey protein.
A little whey?
A little whey.
Whey.
Right.
Thin.
A little
whey. Thin.
No. He's not thin. He's cut. I think, you know, he can use a little whey before his workout or after his workout.
So the whey does what?
Increases muscle mass. Helps you increase muscle mass after your workout. I'm nitpicking here. Cugno looks great. I'm no one to talk, but impossibly fit.
Impossibly fit.
I mean, he's not entering Mr. Olympia.
And I'll tell you something.
This year.
I'm telling you that. Yeah, but I'm not. I didn't say impossibly muscular. I said impossibly fit. It's a totally different thing. Crowder's a vegan. Cugno's so much more fit than this guy, and Cugno's eaten a McRib on the show before, and you know Crowder with his tofu and his cauliflower pepperoni, it's ridiculous. All right,
but it was a waste of 26. What are you talking
probably
about?
Probably 23.
23.
I think it was a 23 with a belt on. He had a belt on to hold the pants up. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mike Cugno, sports anchor on CBS4. You'll see him Sundays as host of Dolphins Weekly Live. And as I said, he was out at FLA Live Arena last night for the Panthers opener. You are impossibly fit. What size waist do you have, Cugno?
32. I think it is 31, 32, something like that.
Yeah, that's impressive.
I stopped going Solana for a, you know, heavier weight. The older you get, the more things hurt. Just like the little things. I we were talking yesterday. Doug Plagans is out there saying he benches over 315. I've never sniffed that. So I don't need to be that big. Yeah, so I remember, I'm going for longevity, not for size here.
What about Crowder with the veganism, though? I mean, it's enough already, right?
I feel great.
You need balance, Crowder. You know, humans were made to eat meat.
Boom.
Actually, we weren't.
Yeah, we are.
No,
yeah, we were.
Our digestive system are built like cows. Not built like lions.
Yeah, but you're just repeating what you heard from some doofus, and I'm going to repeat what I heard from some doofus, which is you, Cugno. I'm sorry, but that is how we were built.
That's fine.
How can something dead fuel something alive?
I don't know, but cows also have four stomachs, and we don't.
Yeah,
we're not supposed to eat like cows.
Yeah, and I have to spend 4 hours with this guy, by the way, with those types of questions.
Fancy. Positive, negative, yin and yang. It's been said throughout the years, Cugno. I'll send you some
A lot articles. Of nonsense has been said throughout the years. That was
send me whatever you want. I'm not
going to
eat it.
I'll send you a McRib. That you'll go to town on. I want to talk Dolphins, but the Panthers, though, what an amazing finish last night. You talk about the cardiac cats. I mean, they had no business coming back from that game, and to walk out of there with a W last night, that was something.
That felt good. I was afraid of what the storylines would be had they lost the game, because obviously the Penguins had just played. They had a few key guys out, obviously, like Sidney Crosby. So it would have been like, wait, hold on. There's all these expectations for the Panthers. Then they get their home opener against a team that's kind of limping into South Florida, and you lose by 2 goals. So I think, Ekblad bailed them out there in that third period, because had they lost that game, it would have been a little bit of questioning, I think, what's going on. Were they not ready? Were they feeling themselves a little bit? So it was good that they got that win, so at least they don't have to deal with those questions.
Mike, way too early prediction, but all we've heard is this is the year. Is this the year?
Yeah, I mean, right now they're still on pace for 82-0. So I think they're until they lose, until someone beats them, prove it to me. Prove it can happen. I think this is the year. It sets up differently with the playoffs. Obviously, you're not going to just play the same 6-7 teams over and over and over again, and then have to possibly go through the Lightning in the first round, which is ridiculous. That should have been a second or third round matchup there last postseason between the Panthers and Lightning. So yeah, I think the year they make a little bit deeper run. This is definitely the year it happens.
And Bobrovsky will be in goal tomorrow night, by the way. Coach Quenneville, let that be known today. Let's shift gears. Let's talk a little Dolphins, because the Dolphins are in London. First, Mike, hello.
Hello.
You can't, right? If you say it to someone, you cannot help but say it back. If someone says it to you that way, you can't help but say it back. And Mike just proved it.
I honestly thought you just had a brain fart. I was trying to bail you out. I didn't know the noise you just made. So.
Nope, that was actually my breakdown. Does it need to be Tua? I asked this of Crowder when we started the show. Does it need to be Tua who leads the Dolphins to victory on Sunday? Because the defense is going to be missing Xavier Howard, and they've been suspect the last couple of weeks anyway. The offense is going to be missing Devontae Parker. Not that he was there last week, but they've obviously had troubles all season long. Is that your heart monitor? What's going on? Are you okay? Are you coding?
Yeah, it's when you get too close to another car in traffic, the car beeps.
Stop tailgating. What are you
in check?
What are you doing? Why are you tailgating?
This thing's got like a range of 50 yards. I can't help it.
Got one of them new cars, Hawk.
Does it need to be it Tua, is. Though? Is Tua the guy that has to make the difference Sunday in London for the Dolphins to come out of there with a win?
Yeah, I think it does, because it needs to prove the reason why he was a starting quarterback. And conversely, on the other side, you know, these last 3 weeks have felt really weird around the narrative around Tua, because obviously he wasn't playing, but every time they lost, you just heard more of this, oh, the Dolphins need to do something to that quarterback, they need to draft a quarterback. And it's like, guys, you know, the guy you keep telling everyone to replace hasn't played in these three games that they had lost. Like, it was a weird misdirection of blame and anger over what was going on. Yeah, I think for a number of reasons, for the legitimate reasons and the illegitimate reasons, he needs to come out there and prove why he was a starter, that he can move the offense downfield and not do the dink and dunk stuff, and that all the offseason work, you know, paid off. That he's going to be stronger. He's going to be more familiar with the offense. Now it's at that time where you hear the outside noise. Like, you have to show something, because there's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that don't need quarterbacks. I can't remember. I was going over the list the other day, and it just feels like more so now than ever, more teams are set at quarterback than not. And so it's not a great QB draft if fans are going, let's go get a quarterback this year. No, he's got to prove he's got to be the guy, because he's probably going to be the guy unless they trade for someone for the next couple years.
And, Mike, not the production, because I'm with you 100%. You get your starting quarterback back, your production should go up offensively. What about the approach? Because I haven't seen a lot of RPOs with Jacoby, but with Tua, they're always doing it. Are they going to run a different offense than we've seen, the whole entire scheme of it, when Tua returns this Sunday?
You know, I think the concerted effort to move the ball downfield still has to be there, because that was still sort of the knock when Tua was the starter, even when he was winning games, that it wasn't, you know, very vertical. And now that I think they've seen that they're not going to be able to hang with teams if it's the dink and dunk stuff. Now, they may start that early just to kind of get him back into the flow of the game, but I got to imagine that they go downfield a little bit. To me, Preston Williams is the guy who probably gives you a little bit more separation than Devontae Parker. Devontae Parker maybe just bodies people out. So you have to use your speed, guys. You have to use that speed vertically somehow, some way this week with Tua, and prove that not just Tua can do it, but whoever's running the offense, that they can move the ball downfield. It felt better last week in Tampa, even though the score doesn't necessarily show it, but the offense did look better there in that first half, especially getting Myles Gaskin involved.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. So play this out. If the Dolphins win Sunday, what does it mean? Conversely, if they lose Sunday, what does it mean?
Well, if they win Sunday, it means that they're still in this, because certainly the schedule plays to their favor. They'll have the Falcons coming in. You would have hoped to get that game against the Colts, because then you could have won 3 of 4. Obviously, you don't expect to win the game against the Bucs. But you still feel good about your chances. You still have to play the Bills one more time. But you get the Jets two more times. You get the Jets two more times.
Throttle it back, Cugno. You're driving people crazy on 95. It's like, CBS4 van is tailing me again. I don't know what's going on.
He's in the van.
He's got to be in the van, right? He's got to be in the CBS4 van.
No, this is my little trailblazer. It's not blazing many trails right now.
You're riding on people's tails, though.
It's your tailblazer.
And then if they lose, obviously the questions about everything from the front office to the coaches is just going to ramp up again, because if you lose to Urban Meyer and the Jags and all the struggles they have both on and off the field, that's a really, really bad look.
I was going to ask you, you know, to that point, is it panic time? Like, if they lose, because we're 1-4, like, that's not a great record, but it doesn't seem like they're panicking. Losing to the Jaguars and, you know, a team that hasn't won a game. Is that panic time if the Sunday doesn't go that way?
Yeah, about 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, we're going to know whether it's panic time or not.
Yeah.
Like, if the Dolphins need to be able to handle, quote-unquote, lesser competition, and I think it's fair to say that the Jags should be less – no disrespect to them, but just what's going on this year with that team and franchise – like, the Dolphins need to win that game. It's hard to win the NFL, but you need to beat teams like the Jags, who who just have way too many issues going on around them.
I mean, if we come in here Monday, Crowder, and they have lost to the Jags, and they're 1-5, and they've lost five games in a row, and it was the defense that kept them in the first game that allowed them to win that game. I would imagine, what do you think, Mike? I would imagine every texter is going to say Chris Greer's got to go. Isn't that? Don't you think that's where the blame is going to be put in the first stop of the blame game?
Yeah, I think you're right. We kind of talked about this last time we spoke. You know, you're asking me, would it be Flores who catches the heat or the front office? And I think the front office at the end of the day taking at least the first blows, you know, from a PR standpoint, just because you wonder, okay, now are the players that they've been, you know, stacking up these last few years in this rebuild, are they panning out? And, you know, the coach is probably going to receive the last little bit of blame for that. Although I'm sure he's involved in those discussions, but GM's probably top of the list as far as where fans will go with their anger.
And, Mike, well, if Xavier Howard's out, is Noah Igbinoghene going to play finally? Or is Trill Williams or, you know, Justin Coleman going to step in front of a first-round draft pick from 2 years ago?
Well, I mean, Justin Coleman's played this year, Trill Williams and Noah Igbinoghene. If I'm not mistaken, I think both those guys have been healthy scratches a few times this year. I know Noah has been. That's a great question. We talk about, you know, the rebuild and some of the talent they've been trying to stack up here in Miami. You look at Noah and you're wondering, you know, what could have been with that first pick right now, because obviously, you know, his progression's been a little bit slower than most. And yeah, he hasn't been a guy.
You think that was the understatement of the year? Guys inactive every week.
I'm just, you know, trying to give guys the benefit of the doubt here. But yeah, I mean, when you're healthy scratch, it's not a good sign.
His progression has been slower than most. That was the nicest way of saying this guy can't get on the field that I've ever heard.
Mike's nice.
He's going to make a very good husband when he marries his fiance.
You choose your words carefully.
Somebody says via text that beeping is a lie detector that's built into the van from CBS4 because they know you. he's got a slow progression. Beep, 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 beep. Mike, who has played really well for the Dolphins this season? Let's end on a positive note. Who has played really well for the Dolphins this season?
Well, I think Nick Needham has played well. I mean, he's probably not a guy that gets a lot of attention, but here's a guy that I believe was released once after a bad preseason game and then brought back in. He's continued to fight for a roster spot, and he's still here. And so they're obviously keeping around for a reason. I'm not saying he's the best player on the team, but if you got to give credit where credit is due. Mike Gesicki, I think when they get him the ball, he's probably your best offensive weapon. And then defensively, you know what? I got to say this about Jalen Phillips, because I know there's a lot of questions about him going from third on the depth chart coming out of the preseason. Oh, did they miss on another guy? I think it's clear to say when he's on the line and he's rushing, this is a good pick. You know, we talk about Greg Rousseau having a really good start to his rookie year. Jalen has really settled in, I think, to his position and continues to settle in. And I think he's only going to get better. So I'm really happy to see that guy doing well.
What about the other Jalen? What would you grade him this season, Jalen Waddle?
Yeah, I know it's not a fun answer, but incomplete. Yeah. I'm not sure they're still using him right. Like, I still want to see him get vertical. We see these little examples of how when he gets a ball, he can make a guy miss and get you a few extra yards. But I want to see this guy moving downfield. Like, they need a receiver that can stretch the field. And obviously with Fuller sideline, that's not there at the moment. So I really want to see him with the ball in his hands a little bit more, especially downfield and in the kicking game. Now, I know the Bucks, I think, only punted once last week. So I'm excited to see him in the punt return as well.
Isn't that perplexing, Crowder? You saw the way he played at Alabama. Why wouldn't you use him that way? It is so perplexing to me.
Well, it reminds you of Jarvis Landry. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Like, why is he only running short routes? He can run. Let him run.
No, but Waddle, I think Waddle's faster than Landry, and I think you could have even said the same thing about Phillips. moving him to a linebacker, if you will. I think that's his official designation. Like, let the guy do what he got drafted for. You know, like, why do we know about Jalen Phillips? Because he had a bunch of sacks at Miami rushing the quarterback. You know, why do we learn about Jalen Waddle? Because he's out there catching deep balls from Mac Jones to Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts for 3 years. Like, you drafted these guys for reasons. They were top of the draft boards on a lot of teams for these reasons. But then you got to use them for those reasons.
Yeah, what would you give Jalen Waddle, Crowder? Incomplete? I would as well, only because I mean, like, when he does get the ball in his hands, he does seem to be able to make something happen. But I feel like it's incomplete, not by his fault.
Oh, no, I would say the same. And it just makes me think, what if he was in a good offense?
Right.
What would he be in KC?
Like, right.
Every time I watch him catch the ball, I have to think about that.
Right. All right, Mike Cugno, you watch him on CBS4, Dolphins Weekly Live, and all that other hoo-ha. Have a great weekend, Mike. So what's the Dolphins Weekly Live? Are you guys even on this week? It's a 9:30 kickoff.
Oh, my God. 8:30 in the morning.
Hey,
on,
you're not going to get any sympathy out of Crowder. Crowder's on the air. It's 6 a.m. for the pregame show.
Want to jump on, Mike? 6:15?
I'll be up. You let me know, or you call me to wake me up. That way, at least I get to my job on time.
All right, 8:30 a.m.
By the way, I got to tell you something. This lets you know how like weird I am of a person. I got anxiety. Yesterday, you said, "Hey, come hang out with us, and you know, chill in the suite, and we'll hang out for a little bit before the Panther game." I walked over to your suite. And no one was in there, and I panicked. I got, like, cold sweats because I was like, someone's going to come in here and go, do you work for Odyssey? I'm like, no, and then I'm going to get arrested. And I just left.
So
I just left the arena from right there.
Is that an acceptable excuse, Solana? Because Solana was crushing you off the air, saying, you know, because we were talking off the air yesterday with you, Cugno, and you were talking about how Solana blew you off in Tampa. Solana was crushing you, saying that I invited you up to the suite, and you never showed up. Now that you know he had a little anxiety when he got there, Solana, is that all right?
I mean, how was Cugno up there and nobody else was up there? I mean,
that's
we
a little
pretty
suspect.
Big crew.
That's a little suspect too, because I had a bunch of people up there.
I went up there and I went through that whole little area, like that whole like buffet area.
Yeah,
I walked through the suite. I walked in there and I looked. I got in and I knocked, opened the door, walked around. I was like, no one's in here. And someone's for sure going to be like, hey, is this yours? And I'm going to have no idea what to say. And so
you could have texted me.
Look like,
hey, I'm in the suite. Are you guys close by? I mean,
just act important.
What I say? Anxiety. Anxiety kicks in.
All right.
Socially awkward.
All right. I'm okay with it, but Solana's giving me a look. I don't think Solana's
I made an attempt. Solana didn't even text me back.
Yeah.
Can't even get a phone call.
I side with Cugno. Very fit.
Yeah, be big man in Solana?
I didn't.
He totally did. He totally did.
Wow.
He totally did. Yeah. Because they even had, it was like, hey, this time. And then Solana gave him this lame excuse yesterday at the arena. I fell asleep. Yeah. Okay, Jack. You fell asleep. There you go. All right, Mike Cugno. You'll see him with all his hoo-ha at 8:30 on CBS4. Thanks, Cugno.
I don't like that. I don't like that. All his hoo-ha.
That's a great career.
I got to explain to my bosses what my hoo-ha is now.
See you, Mike. There you go.
See you guys.
Mike Cugno. Don't tailgate anybody. All right, Mike Cugno there on a Dolphins Friday.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shalat Shalom.
Hawk and Crowder.
A Dolphins Friday brought to you by Gunther. Get your new Kia with Gunther Plus at Gunther Kia or online at GuntherKia.com. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. I want to play the Goldie call last night. So Solana and I and Jimmy and Steven, and we had the suite. We had Dr. Metzger in there, Dr. Chuck and Jim and Ozzy.
Man.
And Whittingham was there and Josh Appel was there. Ryan from Funky Buddha. I mean, my wife was there. I mean, we were throwing it down. And it was a great game. Panthers, they come back in the third period. There's energy in the building because the building had lost its energy. They're down all of a sudden 4-2 in the third period. They cut it to 4-3. They tie it 4-4. And if I remember correctly, Solana, wasn't like the last minute and a half, 2 minutes of regulation, 4-on-4?
It was. Yeah. The Panthers commit a penalty. Bobrovsky sends a puck into the 18th row of the stands.
Yeah.
Insane.
Which is a delay of game penalty.
But on the very first play.
If you fire the puck off the ice and it doesn't touch another player, which, I mean, any player could do at any time, right, to stop the play, delay a game. So they got 2 minute penalty. It was a terrible penalty.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But on the very first play, maybe 3 seconds had elapsed.
Yeah.
On the penalty kill for the Panthers, a Penguin player commits a hooking penalty.
Right.
He gets 2 minutes. So the last 2 minutes was 4-on-4 hockey.
4-on-4 was super exciting. Ends 4-4. It goes to overtime. So overtime, you know, it starts at 4-on-4 because 4-on-4 because of the penalty box. But then when the penalties are done, so now it's 3-on-3, which is the best overtime in all of sports. And there's a breakaway for Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And it's Bobrovsky. He makes an unbelievable – you're going to hear Goldie. And then it comes back the other way because that's what happens on 3-on-3 overtime hockey. Goes one way, comes back the other way. And Carter Verhaeghe hits the winner. But here was a call on Bally Sports Florida.
Penguins the other way have a breakaway. Rodriguez is in on Bobrovsky to the backhand, and Bobrovsky slams the door. Here comes Barkov the other way. Late in the shift, he glides over the line. Barkov all alone in front. Carter Verhaeghe, let's go home, baby! Overtime winner! 5-4, Panthers.
That's a great call.
Yeah,
great call.
I got chill.
Yeah, Goldie is he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's get headlines here. 3 o'clock hours, a loaded potato. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
These headlines are sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. The pressing news at hand here. The Dolphins are in London. They'll play 9:30 a.m. our time Sunday versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. They will be without Devontae Parker and Pro Bowler Xavien Howard.
Yeah, that's let me see if the line has been updated. It has. The Dolphins are -3 still, but it's +100, so it's even money. So the Dolphins are -3. That's a significant loss. Devontae Parker, you know how to live without him because you have to every season.
Yeah.
Xavien Howard, you know, again, think about games 1 and 2, and yeah, hasn't been great. I mean, it wasn't great in Tampa.
No. Mike Evans took his lunch money.
But yeah, that's a significant loss. Let me give you the Dolphins injury report here anyway, as long as we're talking about that. Go ahead, fire off the 305 alarm.
It's the 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Injury report. Dale. Oh, sorry, Jimmy. My bad. Man. Solana took off his sweatshirt. He's sleeveless now. You got some definition there. You look all right, man.
Hawk.
He does.
Look at those bags of mashed potatoes hanging from
his shoulder. He's got definition.
Where?
Are you joking? No, hold on. I'm going to put it on Instagram right now. People can see it.
You know what definition is?
Yes. I didn't say that he's Mr. Olympia.
He's cut.
I didn't say he was cut. I said there's definition.
Solana. Put that
Look
away.
Look at this. Hold on. I'm on Instagram. There's Solana. He took his his sweatshirt off, and he's got some definition in his arms.
Look, I'm looking at his scapula.
No, he's got definition.
I'm more defined than him, and I don't work out.
No, you're not.
First
vegan.
Of all, it's not a contest. I think he's more defined than you. Well.
Man, look, he's a boy.
Oh, I curl more than you, no doubt.
Who max curls?
I curl more than you. Just admit it. I curl more
than
you.
That is funny. You never hear anybody talk about how much they curl.
Yeah, curling 60s
bench,
this afternoon.
Squat, deadlift.
No, because I know you're back in the gym. You're feeling good now. You're vegan. You're healthy.
Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You can decide for yourself. I think he looked good.
I see you maxing out the 25s there, Crowder. That's
now
real cute.
He's
real cute.
Straining to make
it. Oh, he is not
going
to be able to hold that up much longer, but that's all right.
You're going to cramp up, bro.
Injury report brought to you by UHealth Sports Medicine. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. The actual injury report. Xavien Howard officially out. Devontae Parker officially out. Jacoby Brissett, questionable. Byron Jones, questionable. Adam Shaheen, questionable. And Preston Williams, questionable. And I'll tell you, Preston Williams suffers from a little bit of that Devontae Parker injury list thing, which is the moment he gets to questionable or worse, he's as good as gone.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you're not going to have him on Sunday.
We went from full of weapons to no weapons.
No weapons.
It's crazy.
Man, do I miss Jakeem Grant.
Nah, Jack. I hate to answer.
There you go, your injury report. Go ahead with your headlines, Alejandro Solana.
Same offensive line as last week. That's of note as well, per Brian Flores. A reminder, I know I just told you, but 9:30 a.m. kickoff time, the pregame show, is a 6 a.m. start time on 560 WQAM.
All right.
Last night, we covered it. 28-22 was the final score in Thursday Night Football. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the city of brotherly love.
Mm-hmm.
The Cats, they'll play tomorrow, 6 p.m. at FLA Live Arena. It's game two of their 82-game season versus the Islanders.
And it will be Sergei Bobrovsky in goal, according to Coach Quenneville, and he earned it yesterday.
The Miami Heat, they're in action tonight. It's a 6:30 p.m. start time, very early start time. Your pregame show begins at 5:15 on 790. The Ticket. Yesterday, the Heat did fall in Atlanta, so they're 1-4 this preseason. We're expecting tonight to be a dress rehearsal. Nobody traveled to the ATL yesterday. They stayed in Miami. None of the starters, most of the rotation players, stayed in Miami. So we're expecting, right, Hawk, for tonight to be a dress rehearsal game, your final preseason game for the Miami Heat.
Yep, that seems to be the direction of tonight's game. And then a week from yesterday, the regular season gets rolling, and it's the Milwaukee Bucks, right?
Yes.
All right.
Thursday night in Miami.
You'll be going to that one for sure, right?
I will
right?
be there. Yeah, right. I don't miss any games.
Well, you missed all the preseason games.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
By the way, in the NFL, there was a trade earlier today. Not sure if you saw this. The Eagles.
I did.
They traded tight end Zach Ertz to the Cardinals in exchange for cornerback. I'm not sure if it's Tay or Ty Gowan and a 2022 fifth-round draft pick.
All right.
AZ trying to make a run.
Yeah, they're good, man.
They have both sides.
I mean, they're making a run regardless. Yeah. They're good. They're the only undefeated team, I think?
Only undefeated team, 5-0.
You start trading for starters.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
feel it. You go, okay, we're in our window. Like, you find out, okay, we're in our window. Let's go.
Yep. Hey, the Bucks. I'm telling you, the NFC, this ain't as easy as it was last year, Bucks. Mm. Watch out.
Doesn't feel fraudulent either. Like, last year, the Steelers, I think they were 8-9-0.
It was ridiculous.
But, like, the wheels were clearly coming off.
Right. Arizona seems to be legit.
Yeah.
They play UNC tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. in North Carolina. UF plays at LSU tomorrow.
Go Tigers.
A bit of a revenge game for LSU. That's at 12 p.m. A couple other 12 p.m. kickoffs tomorrow. UCF, how about this? I didn't even realize the Cincinnati, I believe they're the Bearcats.
They're
number
undefeated.
Number three in the nation.
Yeah, they're
UCF
undefeated.
UCF plays them tomorrow. That's a noon kickoff as well in Cincy. And St. Thomas University.
Jimmy!
Plays Chris Chambers and the University of Fort Lauderdale. He's the head coach of University of Fort Lauderdale. And Jimmy graduated from St. Thomas University.
So are you excited about this game tomorrow, Jimmy?
Well, yeah, I am.
Well, you were going to say something.
No. I was going to say I figured that the UM game starts at 3:30. So.
Oh, and when does your game start, the St. Thomas game?
No, it starts
noon.
At
noon.
At
right.
noon, yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. So we figured that out. Jimmy's going to make picks this afternoon by 4 o'clock. Jimmy is going to make picks. Now, do you gamble regularly?
Not really. Only on fantasy football.
All right. Play dice maybe in the hallway somewhere?
No.
Shoot some dice? Put them in the bathroom.
in the bathroom.
I picture Jimmy as like a craps croupier, like Red Fox in Harlem Nights.
With the big glasses on.
The glasses on. It's one of the best props I've ever used. Like, one of the best props. Yeah, you have a good fake Red Fox. That was a great.
It looks bad.
It is funny, man.
That's a 9. Fool, that's a 7.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, guys. Inter Miami, they play tomorrow versus Columbus at 6 p.m. Hawk's wearing his L.A. Dodgers jersey.
I'm a big Dodgers fan.
No, it's not a L.A. Dodgers
sure
jersey.
Sure is.
It's a blue jersey that says L.A. on the front.
It's a Dodgers jersey.
Let's be honest.
The Dodgers, I imagine this is why you wore it. They did win last
Huge
night.
Huge victory last night. Controversial.
It was controversial.
Controversial finish.
Yeah.
Did you see the check swing that they called a strike?
That was
a check swing.
Was not a
Woo!
Swing.
That was.
Why does the guy that's 190 feet away get to call it a swing?
Get to see a better view from behind the plate.
He's on the top, the roof of the stadium.
Yeah, controversial, but great reason for me to break out the old jersey, the old game worn jersey.
Game worn. Who was that?
Anything else, Solana?
It's one of my biggest gripes with baseball, Crowder. You're right, that they have a guy who's not in a good position to call that. I don't know if you saw the angle last night, but the ball boy, or the bat boy, I guess you would call him, who's sitting in the dugout of one of the opposing teams. You know, they're underutilized. The two bat boys have the best angle because of where they sit. That's who they should be going to for that call.
The bat boys that work for the teams that are playing?
Yeah.
Ooh.
The unpaid bat boy that's having a summer internship.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're underutilized. I'm telling
you. Beside the Major League Baseball playoffs.
He had the best angle there last night.
Okay.
Look it up.
And then if he doesn't get it right, you go to a couple people in the stands because they've got pretty decent angles as well.
Yeah. Doesn't matter who they're cheering for. That won't sway him. Hey, Sebastian, what do you think?
I don't know.
And in some cases, the bat boy is actually a dog. And I think
I don't think it's a bat
last
boy
night,
anymore.
He probably would have made a better call.
Right. Why have the dog just run out and get the tee for the kickoffs? Have the dog kick the ball.
Hey, we're talking
if you taught him that much, teach him the rest.
That's crazy.
Today's national.
Dogs, you need to be utilized in sports more.
Not just at halftime and let the monkeys ride them.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm talking
which
about
is
in
my
the game.
Favorite
oh,
dog.
Oh, you
dog.
Love monkeys riding
oh,
dogs.
Oh, boy, you yeah. got me
yeah.
all day.
No, you won't go out and get a bit. You will not be at the Funky Buddha Tap Room if the Florida Panthers had monkeys riding dogs at intermission.
Running on the ice?
On the ice.
Come on, man. Hey, man, let's call somebody. That's a genius idea. I love it.
But like at Wimbledon, why have ball boys and ball girls when you could have dogs doing that? You know what I'm saying?
They're a little more wild cardish.
I don't think so. I think they're less wild cardish.
A dog over a human?
Yeah, get a ball.
Fetch.
But, you know.
You know what, though? What if they do get confused? They don't realize that the ball is still in play.
Mm-hmm. Because they're a dog?
Right.
Yeah.
Take that back.
Might make tennis a little more fun.
Might make
me.
Tennis a little more fun.
So you want a golden retriever to go undercut Serena halfway through?
I'm just saying, I might watch a little more.
What? They might need to add a little something.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, today's National Cheese Curd Day.
Yeah. I'll give you my Mount Rushmore curds later.
There's four?
There's also National Shawarma Day. Not sure if any of you partake in the shawarma.
It's a dance?
No. And why are you calling it shawarma?
What is it?
It's shawarma.
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 What is it?
I'm not even doing a bit here. Are we pronouncing it?
You're giving it different? A little extra oomph on the shawarma. Shawarma.
Yeah.
You're saying shawarma. It's a food.
Oh, a little too much of a pronunciation
shawarma.
On the sh. So you just shawarma?
That's cute.
Shawarma.
Shawarma.
Nobody knows what shawarma.
Okay.
If you're Jewish, you do.
Oh, is it Jewish food?
Isn't it Jewish?
It's Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern.
Yeah. There's restaurants that are just like named shawarma.
Like, Aventura is loaded with shawarma.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a little wrap. It's a wrap.
Arabic food.
That's a shawarma?
Arabic foods.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
It's like a pita.
Like, yeah.
Well, I don't think shawarma has to be wrap, does it? I don't know. There's whatever. Happy National Shawarma Day. Yeah, getting into this nonsense.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7.
Just give us the weather guns.
Guns.
At 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now in Miami. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. It is very hot outside, around 92 degrees
currently.
That's why
you've got no sleeves. That's why you're sleeveless.
You guys didn't get the memo today. Today's sleeveless work day.
Now, I've watched him the entire segment. I posted the video, Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I have watched you the entire segment. There's no way that he could be fake faux flexing the entire segment. He's got nice definition in his arms. He's obviously working out upper body.
Hawk.
I'm telling you.
He's just like a chemistry teacher.
No.
It's not like he's yoked
Absolutely
up.
Not. No.
You're yoked up.
I didn't say he's yoked up. I said he's got good definition.
You're crazy.
He does.
You owe him money? Be so nice. Definition.
I think he does. He said it. I think I agree with him. I think he has better definition than you right now.
Man,
but
come
he should.
On.
He's 27 years old. He should.
I wake up with more definition.
You want me to put my sweater back? Is that what it is? I'm intimidating you? I'll put my sweater back on.
I'm scared to look through the window. No, leave it off. Leave it off.
Once he became a vegan, he's jittery now.
Man, let me take my shirt off.
Jittery. Don't do that. Oh, my God.
What about that avocado?
Woo! That is... You soaking your avocado in butter?
What about that squash? Goodness.
That's squish.
How did I get... still fat. I haven't eaten meat in a month and a half.
Somebody tweets at me. Did he call them guns or gums? Yeah, interchangeable with him.
His gums have definition.
His gums do have definition. They're somebody else's. Like a gum transplant. He's got cadaver gums. All right, do you have anything else, Solana?
No, we are good to go.
All right, Lee Sterling, sports handicapper. He's going to give us some picks in the next segment.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let's get to our Miami Dolphins question of the day. It's brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. You can go to fincu.com for more info.
Hello.
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 Dolphins playing in London.
What?
That is the home of the Beatles.
Oh, you were just playing the Beatles.
Just playing the Beatles.
I like what you did here.
That was Come Together. And we're hoping the Dolphins come. Okay, all right, I'll stop. Crowder, in honor of.
But if they lose, we just have to let it be. I don't know.
Huh?
Beatles songs.
Oh, okay.
In honor of the Miami Dolphins playing in London and me just playing the Beatles, Crowder, can you name all four Beatles?
That's another Miami Dolphins question of the day.
Wow, I feel alive on this question. This is a great question by you because it does tie in the Beatles in London. I will remind people who are longtime listeners to this show, we did this several years ago because Crowder said no black person can name all four Beatles. And we called Aronde Gadsden.
Yep.
He said you were crazy, but then I believe he said Peter Frampton was one of them. So
he
I don't know. Then we called Cornbread Maxwell, and I believe he named all four.
Cornbread hit it.
Then I would have to go back in my time. We called five or six friends of the show, and now, several years later, can Channing Crowder, who spent the last couple days at the Charlotte Motor Speedway with NASCAR fans and will not be welcome back if he cannot name all four Beatles. Can he do it?
Ringo.
Ringo. Ringo Starr, by the way.
Of all the people to name first, though, Ringo.
Well, it's
know,
a pretty it's easy just, name to remember.
Yeah. Charlie.
Who? We didn't ask you to name the Murphy brothers.
Charlie. Ringo, Duke.
If you tell me the only Beatle you can name is Ringo, my head's going to explode. My head is going to explode. Beatles are from Liverpool. A lot of people are pointing out, not London. They're from England, but they're from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
All right.
Man, there's a famous guy in there somewhere.
They're all famous!
But there's the main guy, and it's not Ringo.
Ringo was the drummer.
None of his name's Charlie.
No one's name is Charlie, no.
I'm stumped.
Are you thinking about Charlie Watts, the Rolling Stones drummer that passed away a couple weeks ago?
Charlie
that
Watts.
Might be stuck in your head, but he was not in the Beatles.
Oh, that was Rolling Stones. See,
right.
I always get the Stones and the
I know
Beatles
you
mixed
do.
Up. Yeah.
I know you do. You sorry. Can name one Beatle?
Ringo.
One Beatle? You keep saying it over and over. It just counts as one.
Dang.
You're telling me you can name one Beatle and it's Ringo Starr?
Ringo Starr.
That's it.
That's all I got. I'm trying. I want to show out for y'all. That's all I got.
George Harrison, I didn't think you'd have a chance at getting. I thought you were going to get stumped on George Harrison.
The other guy.
John Lennon?
That's him.
Paul McCartney?
I didn't know him. I knew Lennon.
You didn't know Paul McCartney? He has two huge hits with Michael Jackson.
I knew Lennon.
I think you know McCartney more than you know Lennon. Lennon was assassinated.
The little glasses.
Yeah, but he was assassinated in 1980.
I know, man. I was sad.
You weren't even alive.
Ringo.
Wow.
You mean Paul McCartney from the Kanye West and Rihanna song?
You're right. You're right. That's what I think got us talking about that years ago.
Yes, that's exactly.
I think
exactly,
that's why we
yep.
were on that topic. Oh, my God. Somebody says we got to put you in the concussion protocol. I agree.
So Lennon, McCarthy, Ringo.
McCarthy.
And George.
McCarthy headed up the communist the communist hearings in the United States.
Ringo, George,
John,
Lennon.
Paul, George, and Ringo is the way everyone says it. I don't know what you're saying. John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Everyone has said it that way since, 1960.
So we got Ringo, George.
Can you name all three Migos?
Quavo. Takeoff.
Yeah.
That one of them?
Yeah.
Huh?
You're missing the easy one.
Starts with an O.
Why are you giving him
Omarion.
Hints? Omarion, right?
What's the other?
Offset.
Offset.
Woo, 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 woo. Wow. That was the greatest Miami Dolphins question of the day you have ever done. That was fantastic.
I'm locked now. I got it.
4 o'clock hour. Jimmy's giving us picks. Steve Goldstein's going to join us.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Ooh, he kicked the hell out that one. Goal!
Hawk and Crowder.
Jimmy, so here's the concept behind this. Last week, Rob Pizzola and Lee Sterling, those are our two professional handicappers, they went a combined 2-11
Ooh.
Picking games. And so we felt bad for the listeners. If you listen to them, you're broke.
Sorry.
Football Friday, though. So we said, you know what? I was spitballing with Solana, and he's like, why don't we have Jimmy make picks? Like, let's just change our luck. And so I asked Jimmy. He said no several times. And then I said, well, you can't work for us anymore if you don't. And so he's been forced into it. Jimmy, are you ready? Have you? I gave you a little heads up on what games you were going to pick. So have you done any research?
Yeah.
All right. You did some research?
I just do it based on the line.
You did it based on the line, which is what we're looking for here. So here we go. And then this is my suggestion, listeners. Bet all these games. Parlay them. Tease them. If bet them. Reverse bet. I'm telling you, go to town on these games. I have a feeling that he is going to clean the floor with his picks because he's a first-timer.
Yeah.
And then, and if he doesn't, when you see him out, give him a piece of your mind.
I'm not responsible if they lose money.
He is not responsible if they lose money. That's very important to point out.
Yes.
And I stand with Jimmy on that. All right, Jimmy, the Miami. Jimmy.
What?
Jimmy, you're dancing? I didn't know you came with music. Oh. Look at this guy. He's got the boombox up on his shoulder. Wow. Look at you.
Chilling it.
Electric boogaloo. All right. The Hurricanes. What is this?
This is a Jimmy's theme song.
All right. The Miami Hurricanes are getting 7.5 points at UNC tomorrow. Do you like UM getting the points or UNC giving the points?
Miami getting the points.
Miami getting the points. All right. So I'm going to write this down. Miami plus 7.5. You like this jam, Jimmy?
Yeah, I like it.
Jimmy Jam. Miami Dolphins are 3-point favorites over Jacksonville. So do you like the Dolphins laying the points or the Jaguars getting the points?
Laying the points.
Dolphins laying the points.
All right. I like
that. Let me write that down. Dolphins minus 3. I'm going to give you a game that I haven't given the other prognosticators because I want you to have one of your own where you go, hey, this is his, like, this is his game. So the Dallas Cowboys play the New England Patriots. Oh. I think it's a good game for AFC East fans and football fans. So the Dallas Cowboys are a 3-point favorite, but the game is at New England, so they're a road favorite. Do you like Dallas laying 3 points or the Patriots getting 3 points?
I like Dallas laying the points.
Dallas laying the points, as do I, by the way.
Yes.
And then finally, there is no line on this game because you're the only one interested. But who do you think is going to win, St. Thomas University or the University of Fort Lauderdale?
Forgot to mention, they're 24th ranked St. Thomas University Bobcats.
The 24th Ooh. Ranked St. Thomas University Bobcats.
What ranking?
What? Where?
Confirmed.
The NAIA rankings.
NAIA?
NAIA.
Really?
Confirmed.
All right. So who's going to win the game? Straight up, St. Thomas or Chris Chambers, University of Fort Lauderdale?
STU.
STU, baby!
The Stew! Wags.
With a flourish! All right, there you go. Jimmy likes the Dolphins, the Hurricanes, excuse me, plus the points. Dolphins minus the points. And the Dallas Cowboys laying the points. Good luck, Jimmy.
Thank you.
All right. Jimmy. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you can't help it.
You can't.
Can't help it.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bloomin' Onion. Now that rhymes.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it is brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And we are exclusively on 560 right now. And so we're going to finish this week of shows, you know, with a smaller, intimate audience.
Really?
And I feel okay about that. I feel all right about
that. Yeah.
You know, speaking of Funky Buddha, so I had mentioned today we were at the Panthers game. You were at, what was it, Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yes.
But we were at the Panthers game last night. Ryan from Funky Buddha was with us, and they redid that entire Funky Buddha tap room at FLA Live Arena. So great time. Anyone that's going to the Panthers game tomorrow, Panthers and Islanders, you make sure you stop by the Funky Buddha tap room. There is something enjoyable. Solana can attest to this. There's something enjoyable about throwing down a Floridian or a Vibin with one of the founders of Funky Buddha, correct? I mean, that was the time of our lives.
That was something last night, Crowder.
That was the time of our lives.
Oh, it feels good. I feel like I'm a part, like I feel like an owner. I take pride in being in front of Funky Buddha.
So tell everyone, you were in Charlotte. Can you say, and this is part of your I Am Athlete and I Am NASCAR series.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody what you guys are doing, or is this something that, again, we tease and we wait for on the I Am Athlete channel?
Well, no, I can say it. We actually, this time, we went to a racetrack, and we raced some of the, you know, lower-end drivers. Not, we weren't racing Kyle Busch or Dale Earnhardt, but Haley Deegan, she's like an upcoming, like the next Danica Patrick she's supposed to be. Like, and we raced them in the go-karts, and I'll mess up the end. I whooped their ass twice in a row.
So wait a second. In go-karts?
Yeah.
On a NASCAR track or just at a go-kart track?
It was called GoPro Motorsports.
And I love those places.
Yeah, so it's like, they go 50 miles
okay,
per hour.
So let me guess your strategy. Because you don't care about anything and you never think of repercussions, you just put the pedal as far down as it goes, and whatever that means on a turn, a straightaway, your foot never comes off the pedal, is my guess.
You know me.
Yeah. See, so that's because even when he was being a defensive coordinator at the high school, it was blitz on every play. I know you. So there, she's driving with some finesse.
Yes, yes. And they knew the approach, and mm-hmm. they were like studying the turns. You know, hey, T8 and T6 are tough ones. if I catch your ass on T8, I'm going to run you into the grass. I ran three or four people into the grass.
So you just hammered the pedal and went. Now, I will say this. Anybody go to a go-kart track? Some of the go-karts are programmed to run faster than the others.
These were different. The funny thing is that they were the weight. It's something with the weight. They were like, hey, y'all are going to go slower because you're 260. And the little girl was like 104 pounds. So I was like, damn, she got us. The aggression took over.
And interesting.
I told her.
I think it's the other way around. I think the heavier you are, the faster the go-kart goes. In my experience driving go-karts, which is why I think your fat ass beat everybody.
Ran everyone off the track.
The fat vegan. And you know what? One thing about this veganism with a bunch of old hillbillies at a track.
I mean, you have to be first of all, you stick out like a sore thumb at the NASCAR track anyway. And now you're asking people where the hummus stand is?
When they brought lunch, and it's like my name's big in black Sharpie because it was the vegan meal. Those dudes were looking at me like I was, I had four eyes.
What is the vegan meal at Charlotte Motor Speedway?
A big-ass bowl of sautéed spinach and artichokes. It was disgusting, but I had the vegan meal.
You're pathetic. I'm sorry.
You know what? Most people are proud of me.
I know. You're pathetic. I'm not. I'm not proud of you at all.
So, yes, I ruined it, but, yeah, you know. And then I asked, Tom, what's his name? Petty and
Tom
Richard.
Tom Petty.
Is Tom Petty?
Petty's dead.
Richard Petty.
He's a famous musician from Gainesville.
Richard Petty. Childress, all the owners, afterwards I told them, like, I'm a free agent. So if y'all want me to jump in the real car, I'm down, hell.
Why do you think, Solana, that a go-kart goes faster the heavier that it is?
Lower to the ground, more friction from the tires. I think I'm right about this.
Friction slows stuff down. Friction doesn't speed stuff up.
It depends if you're on a racetrack, Hawk.
It does not. No, it does not depend at all. In what world does friction speed something up?
Speed something up.
I know we were talking about something else, but I couldn't get out of my head that his take was that the heavier you are, on a go-kart, the faster it's going
to
go.
So in your thought, like, you're faster with a weighted vest on? Like, the more you weigh,
right,
the faster you're
right
going to
like
run?
Ridiculous. Let's not get ridiculous now. No, but like, you're racing somebody, like you said, weighed, whatever, 110, 115 pounds, and you're, what, 280 or whatever?
Hey,
like,
hey, 260.
Oh, sorry, 260.
Vegan.
I think that makes you faster on a go-kart. Truthfully, I'm not working a bit.
It doesn't
here.
Even make any sense.
The engine power is the same, and it's dragging 130.
It literally doesn't
pounds.
Make any sense. You know why swimmers, like in the Olympics, shave their entire bodies?
Right.
It's to reduce friction.
Yeah.
A scintilla of friction that would be caused by a hair on the body. So why would friction on a tire create faster speed for a car? I'm fascinated by this, and I don't want to go any deeper.
It may be the fact that you're creating friction, so your turns are tighter. Like, you're able to do things because you're heavier on a go-kart than somebody who's lighter
would. You know what? I will tell you, the turns probably are tighter because of the weight.
The handling was better. You're right, because I could accelerate through every turn, but
there's
going to
be no
girl accelerated.
There's no fishtail when you have.
I spent some time driving. I'm not joking. In high school, one of my buddies.
Here we go.
No, one of my buddies was big into racing. So we used to go go-karting all the time with his parents. His parents would take us. And I was always, you guys have seen my high school pictures, I was always the heavier one.
You were the heavier one.
I tend to have won most of those races because, and the guys would always tell me, oh, you're fat, you would win.
Well, I will tell you that when I would go do stuff with friends when we were younger, there was always someone that we would go, let Johnny win, but the real contest is between us. All so
right.
I don't know if it was just because you were fat.
Right.
It may have been because you were kind of a loser and they wanted to boost your
right. Like
ego
how I won best personality because it was
exactly.
It was attacker.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
My whole existence.
How old are you again? You're 27.
Yes.
And you really believe still in your high school yearbook that you won best personality because you actually had the best personality?
According to you two, my whole existence has been a bit. Everybody around me has been working a bit against me.
You ever read those stories on like CNN.com of who was the homecoming king and queen at certain high schools, and everybody gathers around and cheers them?
Do people wink around you a lot? Hey, Alex. Wink, wink.
Again, you got Panthers tomorrow, and that's at FLA Live Arena, and that's against the Islanders. And you can hear that game on 560 QAM, 6 o'clock puck drop tomorrow if you're going to the game or if you're going to listen to it here on 560. Tomorrow, actually, how are the radio broadcasts going to work tomorrow, Salon? I'm going to put you on the spot here, but the Hurricanes kick off at 3:30. So either the Hurricanes game or the Panthers game has got to be on 790, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked me this because I'm not prepared at all. There's a lot of moving parts.
All right. No, well, but what you'll do tomorrow on 560 is play radio slots. You don't know. You pull the handle on your radio, and you might end up with a Panthers game. You might end up with a Hurricanes game.
I like that.
Hurricanes, 3:30 kickoff tomorrow. Panthers, 6 o'clock puck drop.
The Panthers will be on 790
okay,
ticket tomorrow.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then Sunday, Crowder here on 560, 6 a.m. pregame.
What's that again?
And the Dolphins kickoff, 9:30 a.m. from London, a game they really need to win. That's no joke.
You going to be here, Solana?
6 a.m.?
you heard him say that.
Of course. I've got Dolphins Rewind at 5.
Right.
I'll be
He's
here.
Going to be here at 5.
Yeah, 5 a.m.
All right. How about for the last 30 seconds of the show today, we just say hello.
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 Cheers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. That's our breakdown of Dolphins in London.
I like it.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you to everybody that was on today. Lee Sterling, sports handicapper, Mike Cugno, Steve Goldstein. Great call last night on the Panthers game winner. Going to be an action-packed sports weekend. So go Panthers, go Canes, go Dolphins. Everybody have a great and safe weekend, and we will speak with you el lunes.
Get they ass to a.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.